If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my
State Player back with you on 720 WGN. So for 50 years, the trees along North Michigan Avenue have been illuminated to signal the official kickoff of the holiday season in Chicago and around the nation. And with the help of over 800 volunteers, the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival encourages everyone to join in the spirit of the holiday season and enjoy a host of festive activities along the way. Now, next Saturday is the big day, and to talk about it all is the co-chair of this year's event, and that is Jim Grillo. He's the president of HereChicago.com. Welcome in, Jim.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So first, let's talk a little bit about the event schedule leading up to it. There's all kinds of performances happening, and a lot of it's happening right outside our showcase studios here at the Tribune Tower at Pioneer Court.
Yeah, it's the BMO Harris Bank stage, and we've been doing that for a while now, and we've got some great entertainers coming. Every year we have a great lineup of acts starting at 11 a.m., and it goes till about 2:45 p.m., so this year we have Justin Roberts kicking it off at 11. Justin Roberts is with the Not Ready for Nap Time Players. He's Grammy nominated.
Cool.
He's more in the children's side, and the kids just love him.
That's perfect. The kids are going to be down here for this. So that's ideal.
Oh, and for me, that's what it's all about. You get to see the smiles on all the kids' faces. It just keeps me going every time because we're all volunteers. So same here, I'm a volunteer, and what really gets me motivated and passionate about coming every year to this event and making sure it's the best event ever is because of the kids. So and leading up to that, at noon, we have Isaiah Grass, who also, you and I, Dave, we probably haven't heard of him, but he's a local singer-songwriter. He's a YouTube sensation. He put out a video, and it had like 100,000 views in just 1 month. So I believe that's going to be a huge draw right around lunchtime at noon. And then we also have the Petoskey Steel Drum Band following them. They're ranked as one of Michigan's coolest high school bands. They have played all over the world, and they've been around for a long time.
Very cool. There's a lot of activity, and I know along there's holiday, the festival lane as well, which is, I got a lot of activities. There's food and all kinds of things for the kids. So it's a great warm-up because you want to get down there early. And, of course, we always encourage folks to take public trans because that's the best way, obviously, to get to a big event like this on Michigan Avenue. But then you got the parade, and I was looking at some of the stats here. You know, it's 1.2 million people that travel across the country to come to the parade, 17,500 number of cubic feet of helium it takes to fill all the balloons that are in this parade, 10,000 firework shells to create the fireworks display over the Chicago River, 365 days a year to plan this event. I'm sure it takes all year to do this. 51 number of years the twinkling lights have been hanging on the trees along Michigan Avenue, and so much more. So it's a lot of fun, and of course, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse will be leading the parade that kicks off at 5:30.
They will. They're going to kick it off, and they're going to illuminate 1 million lights along North Michigan Avenue. The parade actually steps off there at Oak Street, which, by the way, a tip for everybody out there. A lot of people ask me, hey, Jim, where should I come to watch the parade? I always say the further north you can go, the better for you. I remember taking a Segway down Michigan Avenue to get to the beginning of the parade prior to it starting, and I saw all the people lined up kind of toward the river. But if you I was just amazed there weren't a lot of people north. So if you want to watch the parade, I highly suggest anywhere from Oak Street, to the south.
Okay, very cool. Good tip there. And of course, if you've got friends that live on Michigan Avenue, that always is helpful as well. We did. We had friends that had an apartment right above the Walgreens by Water Tower, and we watched it from there every year. She has since moved, so we're gonna be on the street trying to find some. I will tell you though, you know, when I'm doing this overnight show, we do see the guys in mid-October and gals starting to put the lights on the tree and testing them in the middle of it, like literally 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So I got my own little lights festival going on here.
That's right. You are right in the heart of Pioneer Court,
yeah,
where the BMO Harris stage is. We'll have a lot of tents. There's going to be meet and greets. And one of the meet and greets, by the way, is going to be with Michelle Branch. She's presented by Southwest Airlines. You probably have all heard of her songs.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere is one of her big songs. All You Wanted, Goodbye to You. So there's going to be meet and greets out there. A whole bunch of kid-friendly activities. I would encourage you to get down there if you can, you know, about 11 o'clock, and you'll have a great time there, and then head on up north to watch the fireworks.
You know, we're one of the few big cities left, you know, New York does it, of course, that has, you know, really parades for absolutely everything. And we've got, of course, the Thanksgiving Day parade as well. But this one's really one that happens at night, and it happens on a weekend where everybody can be here. And I will tell you, it is a absolutely amazing sight to watch all this, because it's just bright lights everywhere, and it really does get you kicked off into the holiday season.
Oh, it certainly does. This is our kickoff to the holiday. And in fact, you know, this whole idea got started because the Michigan Avenue Association had to find a way to bring more people down to the area during the holidays. And it was mainly to fill hotel rooms. And so Mark Shulman, you probably heard that name before. He is the president of Eli's Cheesecake,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
infamous Eli's Cheesecake.
Yeah, right.
And Heinz Curran, who was with the Hyatt and a few other places. So two very prominent industry folks in the hospitality industry. So they had the idea in 1992 to draw more people down. And what's funny is, and John Chico from the president of the Magnificent Mile Association can tell the story a lot better than I, but I'll tell you, I laughed and he laughs because they stopped at every stoplight. They didn't close down the street when they first started this out.
Oh, wow.
It was not until 1993 when Disney got involved, and then they started closing the streets. So we're in our 24th year. Next year is our 25th. The big celebration is going to happen. So we're really, really excited about it. The other thing this year, what's new, is Santa's got a new sleigh.
Oh, cool.
So it's a fantastic new float. And, of course, you know, he closes out the parade. It's really big. And that's where the kids' eyes light up.
Of course. Of course. Well, very, very cool. And again, it's a blast to be down here for this event. You know, suggestion, do take public transit if you're coming, and hopefully the weather will cooperate as well. And for more on all the activities, you can visit themagnificentmile.com. Now, Jim, full time, you're the president of HereChicago.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, HereChicago.com is a website online. It's HERES, Chicago.com. It's a website that connects event planners with meeting and event venues and private dining venues and so forth. So we're strictly in the group and event planning industry.
So you bring everybody together in the city and give them a forum to work together, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we provide leads from corporations from all around the world who are looking for holiday parties right now are really huge. So all of our venues listed on HereChicago.com, they're members, and they're receiving these huge corporate holiday party leads.
Very cool. And that's at HereChicago.com. And again, for everything on the parade this coming Saturday, which is an absolute blast, you can visit themagnificentmile.com. Jim, thanks for taking some time with us tonight. We appreciate it.
David, thank you so much.
All right. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and CNN's Somebody's Gotta Do It, coming up next on 720 WGN.